This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Cancer Prevention and Technology channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Dr. Kevin Kelly is one of the country's leading authorities on breast cancer detection in women with dense breast tissue and women with implants. Dr. Kelly's lifelong commitment to early breast cancer detection began with clinical research into the limitations of mammography in detecting and diagnosing breast cancer in dense-breasted women. In 1997, he co-founded Sonocine Incorporated to develop and clinically validate what is now known as the Sonocine AUBIS technology. Working with other leading breast imaging radiologists, more than 6,000 clinical results demonstrated a 100% increase in detection over mammography of invasive cancers smaller than 1 centimeter in diameter. With this success, he moved to launch Sonocine Incorporated. He is here today to explain the exam and its steady growth into new markets. Dr. Kelly, a privilege to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Eric, thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to talk about this really important subject.
Dr. Kelly, it's certainly great to have you with us. So describe to our listeners what Sonocine AUBIS is and what does AUBIS stand for?
AUBIS stands for Automated Whole Breast Ultrasound. And the reason that this is important is that we have had a technology for looking at breasts for about 50 years, which is called mammography or mammograms, and that works really well in the 60% of women that don't have dense breasts, and in the women that have what are called dense breasts, which means they don't have much fat in their breasts, there isn't much contrast between the cancer and the regular breast tissue. And so it has become clear that we needed something else to assist mammography in this area. And this became clear to me in the mid-90s because I was working with ultrasound, and I knew that if I could see a cancer on a mammogram or I could feel it, I could always see it on ultrasound. And so it said to me that ultrasound was a good way to look at cancers, but there was a problem that we didn't do real well when we didn't know where the cancer was. And so I came up with a system for looking at the breast tissue that focuses the radiologist entirely on looking at the breast tissue to discover these small cancers. And as you said, in the early, around 2000, I started a study where we got 6,000 women and who had mostly dense breasts, and we doubled the number of cancers. And this is, it's published, it's in European Radiology, it was published in 2010. And so this seemed to be a fairly clear advantage for women to look with ultrasound at their breasts when they had dense breasts. The women who had dense breasts were agitating because they were agitating their legislatures because they hadn't been told about this problem when they were having mammograms done. And that's where all this, these 21 breast laws in various states and now in front of the federal government come from. And the reason they were done is that the women felt that they weren't being told the whole story. The reason that from the physician side, they didn't want to essentially look at the limitations of mammography because they were afraid that the ones where it works really, really well would start saying, well, it doesn't work real well, I won't get a mammogram, and they would miss the cancers in the ones that had very suitable breast for mammography. So this is where this all came from. And the way it works is we have a machine that joins with the technologist. The technologist holds the probe, but the position and the speed at which the images are gathered is determined by a computer to make sure that we're able to have enough images that if there's a little tiny cancer, let's say 5 millimeters, which is less than a quarter of an inch, we'd be able to see it, and that the radiologist would be concentrated on looking at that without having to deal with the machine, the patient, et cetera, and be able to see it.
Great information. So what makes Sonosyne Aubus technology different?
The difference is that we see things in motion. These little cancers are small. First of all, in ultrasound, there's much more contrast between the cancer and the background tissue. The background tissue is white as it is on a mammogram, but the cancer looks black. But these cancers are very small, so you have to be concentrated on it. And we do better seeing things in motion, especially things that appear suddenly and fast, because those are the sorts of things that go with predators, and that's why we're able, when we're driving and there's a we're in a conversation, a dog comes out from the side of the road, you immediately see it because of that instinct that we have for unexpected motion. And that's what this system does, is it allows the radiologist to use those tools that we have been bred into us to see these little tiny cancers in motion. And that is pretty unique to us.
And taking it a little further, how does the technology actually work?
Well, we get images in just like you have in a movie. You have still images. We get images every 30th of an inch. So every inch there are 30 images, and together there's 3,000 or 4,000 images, and that's tied together in a movie. And that is how we detect these small tumors. And ultrasound, as I already said, is very capable for seeing, for getting information, enough information that it shows the cancer. The second part of this is the radiologist has to see what the ultrasound has produced. And that's the motion part of that is key to getting the radiologist to see this. Because remember, it's only going to be about 1 in 300 women who's going to have a cancer. So you've got to go through 299 that don't have a cancer and still be able to see that one. And it's the motion that does it.
I understand that this exam is for women with dense breast tissue. What is the difference between dense breast tissue and fatty breast tissue?
Okay, dense breast, it refers to, it's dense to the X-ray. It looks white, and so the X-rays don't get through it very easily. And in women who have fat in their breast, the X-rays go through that very easily, and it turns black on the receptor or on the film. And the blackness of the fat is contrasted with the whiteness of the cancer, and so you're able to see it. But if you have white breast tissue and white cancer, a lot of times you cannot see it. Whereas with ultrasound, it is black on a white background, mostly, and you can see that it makes it jump out, and that's how it works.
Brilliant. Today we are with Dr. Kevin Kelly, one of the country's leading authorities on breast cancer detection and co-founder of Sonosyne Incorporated here on eHealth Radio's Cancer Prevention and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Recently, it seems there has been states passing a law that are dense breast tissue notification laws. What are those laws and how do they impact what your team is trying to do?
What they do is inform women that there is, that they have this problem with dense breasts, that the they should check with their physician to see if there's something else. We are the something else, because ultrasound has no, it's no radiation. There's no downside to the ultrasound itself. There's no danger to it. This is what we use to look at babies when they're still in their mother's womb. And so it's a very safe way of doing this. And it will help them with this dense breast problem, that the cancers that don't show up on the mammogram may show up, as in our study, may show up on the ultrasound much better.
Do you see ultrasound one day replacing mammography?
This is, we are at the toe of this mountain, and we've got a lot of ways to go before we can say that there would be times that you wouldn't do a mammogram. There certainly are some already, those who are, have a family history, and they're very young, they're, you know, in their 30s. There are, in Europe, they will do ultrasound only in that sort of situation. Obviously, there, as we go forward, it may turn out that there's some duplication of services, but we're not there yet to say the main way of looking at breast is with mammography, and we will have to do some side-by-sides by adding ultrasound in some women, and in some women might do only ultrasound, and then you would compare them, but that's going to take lots of years to sort out. So for the moment, I would say, yes, get your mammogram as is advised by the American Cancer Society, and if you have dense breasts, you should strongly consider doing an ultrasound of some sort. I believe the way we do it is the better way, because it uses detection with motion. They can find, anybody who's really interested can go to the website, to the Sonocine, Sonocine.com, or to my, in my practice, I'm in Los Angeles, breast ultrasound center.com.
Tell me, why has every doctor not adopted the technology yet?
Well, this is kind of what happened with pap smears. Pap smears came out in the late 50s. It was really pushed, actually, by women. The American Nurses Association really pushed it, and it's now a duh. Papanicolaou, who's the guy who came up with this, he was a pathologist in Battle Creek, Michigan. He published his paper in 1928. And we've got somewhat the same situation here. Medicine moves slowly, and it needs to be sometimes pushed. It's like trying to turn around the Queen Mary. It's going one way, and it takes a lot of effort to get it onto a new course. And that's what happened with pap smears. That's, to a degree, what's happening with breast ultrasound now. This is why I'm here talking, because to me, this is a really important adjunct. There are 40,000 women dying a year. A number of those do get mammograms, and if they, particularly the ones with dense breasts, the mammogram doesn't seem to be enough to prevent that. We are on the hunt to get these cancers when they're small, which means 5 to 10 millimeters. That's my goal, to get as many of those cancers as we can at that size. We did it with our first study with really now 15-year-old technology. We should be able to do it better now, and that's what we're seeing, we're finding, that it seems to work.
Certainly some very helpful information on this topic. Tell us once again, where can women go to get more information or to find a doctor that performs the Sonosyne exam?
Okay, the best way is to go to Sonosyne, Sonocine.com, and there's a telephone number on there, and they can find out where there are centers around the United States that might be close to them. And if they want other information about Sonosyne and about me and my practice out in Pasadena, California, is breastultrasoundcenter.com.
Very good. Dr. Kelly, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio. Look forward to having you once again to give us an update.
Hey, Eric, thank you very much for this opportunity to let all the women out there know about this.
You are more than welcome. It's certainly our pleasure. That's why we are here. We've been speaking with Dr. Kevin Kelly, co-founder of Sonosyne Incorporated and one of the country's leading authorities on breast cancer detection. And once again, the website of reference is Sonosyne.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Cancer Prevention and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.